Hillary raises cash for Bob Menendez at New Jersey fundraiser. By Michelle Moons on October 16, 2018. Tickets to attend a fundraiser featuring special guest Hillary Clinton for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez Monday set attendees back up to $5,400. The failed 2016 Democratic presidential nominee appeared at Jersey City's Liberty Prime Steakhouse to fundraise at a Women for Menendez event. A flyer detailed sponsors, speakers, and costs to attend. Spokesman Steven Sandberg emphasized the long friendship between Clinton and Menendez in comments to the North Jersey Record. She knows what's at stake in this election and knows that New Jersey needs to send Senator Menendez back to Washington, Sandberg said. Hypocrite and several other hypocrisy-themed signs flew high across the street next to Tax the Rich and Who Do You Believe signs. The Jersey Journal published photos of signs which also displayed messages calling out Clinton for taking Wall Street money and for the classified emails she kept on a private email server. Menendez stumped for Clinton in 2008, serving as her presidential campaign chair. "I think this is about Bob Menendez bringing in star power," Democratic strategist Tara Dowdell told Pix11 News in comments on the Clinton-Menendez event. She lauded the women's angle for the fundraiser. Republican Bob Hugin is challenging Menendez for the U.S. Senate seat. The NJ Record noted Menendez's lead over Hugin cut down to about a third in a September Quinnipiac poll, just 6%, compared to his 17-point March polling lead. A late September Stockton University poll found Hugin and Menendez in a dead heat, statistically tied 43-45 respectively. Menendez faced corruption charges that ended in a mistrial. However, the Senate Ethics Committee later reprimanded the senator from New Jersey. Menendez called Brett Kavanaugh unfit for the Supreme Court after allegations from Christine Blasey Ford that he should be believed. That came despite a 2015 Obama DOJ report that called allegations that Menendez had sex with underage prostitutes in the Dominican Republic specific and corroborated. The senator faces a net 24% unfavorability rating compared to lesser-known Hugin's net 13% favorability rating. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter at Michelle Diana and Facebook.